open up our regular monthly meeting. Let's move the flag.
Can I just quickly ask someone who's driving the red trailblazer? I'm blocked in. I just need to get out quickly. Sorry. Sorry.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, open the floor for public comment. Maxine.
Yes. Regarding a bond issue, and I have to say, it bothers me a little that our chief financial officer not only is missing at this particular hearing, but she is generally missing, and I know that legally she may not be required to attend the meetings, but our attorney is here, and he may not be legally required to attend the meetings, but it would be nice to know that as our chief financial officer, she gets to comment on issues of questions that are raised among the voters here. So I'm just putting that in as a question, and I would like to see the policy that was adopted when our last treasurer was here, that our chief financial officer was, budget officer, excuse me, our chief financial officer as treasurer was excused from attending meetings, that be reconsidered, because I think someone on the board should be answering questions other than the one signator who is accepted, our mayor and budget officer. So it'd be nice to have that representation, because it's an important part of the way our government works. Thank you.
Well, I do want to point out that Wendy is not the chief investor or financial person for the village. She's the treasurer. And her job is to record transactions of the village and write the checks. That's what she does. She's not the chief financial officer, and she is not the budget officer. So that position fell to me.
Right,
so, and I am here.
I know she's not.
And I am learning, I will admit, and trying very hard to keep up with this and learn what I need to learn. And I do talk to Wendy, because she does have knowledge, obviously, in municipal accounting. And I just wanted to point that out, that is not correct, that our chief financial officer and budget director is not here, because I am here. So, anyway, anybody else? Yes.
My name is Jameson Pelletier. I was recently hired by the village on March 30th, 2015.
Excuse me, please address the board here. This is public comment for the board.
So, I'd like to thank the village folks for hiring me on. I'd like to thank the board as well. Mayor Bob, Charlie, Dave, Randy has been here, and Guy, for hiring me on. I gave my 2 weeks notice last Wednesday out of frustration. But these guys will, I'm sure we'll put you in as it goes on. I'm not going to get into a big spiel. But, I wanted to come down tonight to thank these guys personally. I made some good friends here. Missy, everybody, and all you folks in the village are fantastic. I couldn't have met a nicer bunch of people here in the village than I've met at any job in my entire life. All the interaction that you guys got and all the friendliness that you guys gave me was 110% top notch. As far as these guys here, this is a good bunch of people right here. Okay? And Jay's a heck of a worker. All right? But But, you know, my reason for leaving is out of frustration and frustration only. Okay? Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do my whole 2-week time. I was given an ultimatum, so I just basically took the ultimatum and left. I do have another job. I start Friday. I'll be around. Now, one thing I wanted to mention real quick, I know you guys got a big meeting here, is that, if I'm able to keep my water license, where I'm going, the job, I've already asked the supervisor on the other job that I'll be able to keep my water license, so that's a good thing. So your money isn't wasted. The $1,200 that you folks sent, so I can take my water license, I want to let you know that I might be able to use it down the road. Not anytime soon, but I'm glad to keep it. So I just wanted to say thank you very much to the board. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Charlie. Is it okay if I shake your hands?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much. I wish you guys all the best of luck.
Good luck to you, brother.
I'll be right around the corner.
Jameson, can you elaborate on what your frustrations were so we might be able to change things?
We're not discussing personnel issues.
I have, I have copies here. I mean,
I'll take a copy.
If you folks, this should have been sent out to you guys. I was, I liked your emails.
No, I thought I'd seen it in the email.
No. I thought you were bringing it. I didn't get it from you, yeah.
For some reason, I thought I had seen it actually done, but I thought I had sent it to you.
Do we need to read it?
We don't need to read it. We just do the, we can do it. We can put it, recite that.
Recite.
I'll recite. Basically, this would be a motion or a resolution to allow the village board to vote for a tax levy that would exceed the tax cap. And that would be basically, whereas it appears that the current tax cap is not 2%, but based on the inflation rate is less than 0.5%, and whereas the town board wishes to at least take the procedural step, the village board wishes to take the procedural step to allow the village board to adopt a budget that exceeds the tax cap in the event that should be necessary. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the village board is authorized to enact a budget that would exceed the tax cap for the next taxable year. Where's your substance?
Okay.
You're going to send me that.
Well, no, I just rattled it off. I was trusting you're recording or taking notes. But we can, if we need something more formal, I can do something right for next time. It'll still be timely next time.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, guy makes a motion. Second.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, next up is local law number 1. What's your pleasure on that?
Let's hold off on it. I say we table it until I speak to Josh and the master plan. I'd like to see what they have established as far as code goes, and then after I meet with them, then we'll reconvene on it.
Okay. Motion to table for a future date by Dave.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So the next one is to... we have a bond resolution for the water tank. Let's see. You should have that in your... That's in the packet, right?
I don't know. I think I might have just been... Everybody already talked about the refinance of it last month.
Okay. Well, there's a bond resolution that needs to be approved. I do have a copy of it.
You're going to get a resolution, first of all, authorizing the $96.7 and the $3,000 to be transferred and applied to the current.
Okay.
Is that right?
I can do that first?
Right. Well, that's what we had a hearing on. So we have a resolution for that. That's about 99,000, the bond is where now, about 400 and change?
Right. So the question, there was a question as to this $3,033 and change is in a capital fund, and it actually is in an MBIA capital fund. The capital fund is labeled checking account something or other. Let me see here. The capital fund is labeled is capital checking account. Okay. And we're going to transfer that to pay towards the bond. No
right.
problem.
If you
want to
do
that,
that resolution, you just recite the words from the notice of the public hearing as that, then you'll be able to pay the bond down some.
All right.
And then we do the bond resolutions on the remainder, right?
Right. All right, so the proposed resolution to transfer $96,720.29 in the water tank capital fund. And $3,033.30 plus interest, which will be just a few cents, but we haven't got the bank statement yet, in the capital checking account to the general fund for the purpose of applying those funds to pay off the water tank bond, the present water tank bond held by Kinderhook Bank. And I will tell you, since I added them up, that the savings over the next 10 years is going to be $42,489.29 in interest by refinancing.
So someone's going to make that first motion to do the transfer and payoff.
Okay. Who wants to make that motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy. And second?
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Should go into the water fund and not the general fund? Paying off a water bond.
Oh, yeah, water bond, water fund, yeah.
So instead of general water?
You're right. Okay. It should technically go into the water fund, I guess, but they're all in the same account, so.
Yeah,
no, you confuse me.
Okay.
But yes, to the water fund, I'm sorry.
I'll make that motion.
As amended. Okay, so motion by Guy, seconded by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. So the next motion is a motion for a refunding bond resolution dated today. It's rather wordy. It's 4 pages long. Basically, what it says is that this resolution is authorizing the issuance of a refunding bond of the Village of Nassau, Rensselaer County, in New York, in the principal of amount not to exceed $395,000. I think the final number is going to be like $389,000, pursuant to local financial law and providing for other matters in relation hereto, and goes on, yada, 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 yada. So, so basically, it's what we've been talking about. Do we need to read this whole thing?
No.
No.
As long as it's everybody's got it in front of us.
That's Anybody what wants to look at it?
That's what Joan did, right? That's
this is the one that Joan, yeah, Joan drew this up.
And is she requiring us to do publication or notice
yes.
or permission?
Yes, right. And that stuff is all with us. We have it all.
Correct.
And we have to take a poll vote?
And we have to take a poll vote. So are there any questions on this resolution? Okay. Missy, would you poll the board?
Right, can I have my thing back?
Yes, you may.
Right. Trustee Forte?
Yes.
Mayor Valente?
Yes.
Trustee Collins?
Yes.
Trustee Scotto?
Yes.
And then Mary is absent. Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
And the resolution
so, authorizing me to sign the Stop DWI enforcement agreement.
So that, I'm sorry, can we go back for a second? So that's just a poll vote, doesn't need a resolution?
That is the resolution.
That is the whole thing? Okay. I'm confused.
Poll vote, okay.
Okay. The Scott TWI grant is already done. It's just that we have to authorize that you signed it. It's already done.
Okay. Make the motion. Motion by Guy. Any second?
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on that?
Just explain it a little more.
Yeah.
It's a grant that the police department gets for.
There's a thing in your packet here. This one here. And basically, if there's a. What we have to do, therefore, it is agreed between the parties that we have special stop DWI patrols certain days.
Okay. I get it.
Right. And they would pay for the guys to do it.
Okay.
All right. Any questions? Other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion's carried. So we're going to table a transfer of $26,828.28 from the Water Main Capital Fund to transmissions and distributions. We're going to table that to next month. We're going to reschedule a public hearing for 6:50.
I
make the motion.
Second.
Guy and Charlie, any questions on that? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Village Board of Trustee vacancy. The following office will be vacant at the end of the current official year to be filled at the village election to be held on March 15th. 2016 for the following term. Trustee for the term of Charles Collins for the term of 2 years. So that is that a resolution or an announcement?
That's a resolution.
Okay, so we need a motion.
Well, it's just the notice has been posted. It's a formality. We make a resolution every year.
I'll make a resolution.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it 3 years?
No, it's
should
two.
Be 2 years.
Yeah, I did one. He did one. And now we have two left in it.
I'll second.
I made the motion. Second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Did I miss any, Missy? I got all kinds of hand scratching on here. Oh, we got more stuff here on the next page.
Tentative rule and election notice appointment.
All right.
Yeah, we have another date.
Okay. Good. All right. Notice of completed tentative assessment roll. Notice is hereby given that the assessor of the Village of Nassau have completed their tentative assessment roll for the current year, that a copy thereof has been left with the undersigned in the Office of the Village Clerk, Municipal Building, 40 Malden Street, where it may be seen and examined by any person interested therein until the 16th day of February 2016, and on such day at 5 p.m. To 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. in the evening, said assessors will meet at the Village Municipal Building, 40 Malden Street, in the said village to hear and example all complaints in relation to such assessments on the application of any person conceiving himself to be aggrieved thereby. The hours of the village clerk are from 8 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. So that means that you can check it out 8 to noon, Monday through Friday, and grievance day is February 16th from 5 to 9. You will need to complete a grievance application if you intend to grieve. I'll take a motion on that.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Election notice. The Village of Nassau, pursuant to Section 15-1 118 subsection 3 election law will not have a village registration day. Anyone wishing to vote in the May 15, 2016 general election must be registered with the County Board of Elections by March 4, 2016. Polling will take place at the Village Hall, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, 12123, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Applications for absentee ballots are available at the Village Clerk's office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. Take a motion for that.
Make a motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion's carried. Appoint Joanne Hart and Lorraine Drismala as 2016 election inspectors, and appoint Bogolowski as an alternative election inspector.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Second by Dave. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Recode vouchers 159 and 236, LaBerge Engineering from 8483.40.4F to 83402.5H.
Now, these are the vouchers, and since you guys changed numbers, I don't know if you're recoding them or not now, but they were on there for that reason.
Okay, so these are going to get paid.
Are you changing them? Well, we originally had them coming out of water, but now we want them coming out of the capital fund. So we're
well, just move the money.
It's not a capital fund. We moved the money into the water fund. So
yeah, I'm just confused with the numbers now. So now these are staying the way they are.
You don't think we need to recode them?
Yeah, but you said that the Office of State Controller said we had to take it out of a capital fund.
Yeah, they said, well, this is the money with we got from the bond.
Yeah, we already paid these prior to the bond.
Right.
So we want to get our money back. So that's why we were...
So what account is the bond, $300,000 for the bond, put into?
I don't know. Whichever one Wendy told you. Originally, she told me it was that number I gave you the other day. So we were changing them, but... Then you guys just changed it again, so I don't know which one she had.
No, she changed it to, she said 43402.4. What's the number on that?
But she told me 2.5 before, so it's going to be a totally different number?
I don't know. I think she said it's in 43202.4. Yeah, 83402.4.
So is that where you want them to go, or are we not?
Yeah, no, let's put them in there for now. We'll move them next month again.
So let's make the resolution.
I don't know. I can't keep track of all these numbers.
Okay, so instead of putting them in 83402.5, you want to put them where?
83402.4.
402.4. Okay, so that's the new resolution then.
83402.4. Okay. So that's the motion.
Anyone?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you.
Second. Who's the second? Anybody?
Are you sleeping?
I'll second.
Any questions?
To be revisited.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we're going to audit the bills. 239.
Yeah. One more resolution for that to allow me to submit that real charter.
Okay. Resolution. So what is it for now?
To allow
for the grant, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
I need that. To allow Trustee Forte
yeah.
to submit a grant application to the Doppel Wilderness Fund.
This one?
Yeah. Grant fund.
Right. So, okay. You got that, Mr.?
I'll make that motion.
Yep.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. The Dopbelt grant. Okay, audit the bills. Bills number 239 to 289 in the amount of $32,407.28 of the general fund and $10,579.29 in the water fund and $21,767.42 in the capital fund.
Recode those bills to the capital fund, so.
No, she says that's the capital fund, 834.02.4. She says the O, the 2, signifies the capital funds, which she told me.
Okay.
And I did change the figures.
Yeah. So the figures in the audit is right, right?
Correct.
And the audit is right.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on those items? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.